Welcome to Credit Matters Newsletter for September 2018. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? An article I wrote recently was published by the AICM titled, "Can You Afford Not to Employ a Professional Credit Manager?" They have kindly made a copy of the article available for our subscribers, which is attached to this newsletter. Employing a properly qualified and professional credit manager has never been more important than in today's business environment. If you would like to find out more or wish to access professional training for your credit management or accounts receivable employees, contact the AICM. You may also wish to send your credit management employees to the AICM's National Credit Conference in Melbourne in October. The brochure is attached. Attached is a brochure from the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman regarding the independent review of supplier code by the Australian Business Council. Perhaps it may be of value to see if by participating in the review, it will help your business get paid quicker. If you are interested in advertising of Credit Matters, please contact Kim and see what he can do for you. You'll be surprised at the very reasonably priced packages which can be arranged to promote your business. Quote of the month: "If you lose money for the firm, I will be understanding. If you lose reputation, I will be ruthless." Warren Buffett. Monthly business conundrum. Is it better to save money by working short-staffed or to save money across the business by employing enough people to get the work done right the first time and in a timely manner? By working short-staffed and harder and meaner, you can easily identify what you are spending. What you cannot measure are the increased expenses because of tired or disenfranchised employees, lost profits by working inefficiently, lost sales, and loss of your organisation's reputation. If you resource your business with enough employees, they are generally happier and work smarter. In addition, by working efficiently, you are not wasting time and money to fix unnecessary problems. Finally, and equally important, having a reputation for organisation efficiency helps to increase your sales reputation. As always, there are no simple answers. However, experience shows happy staff and increased operational efficiency leads to increased sales, profits, and enhanced reputation for doing things right the first time. Monthly business observation. There are two important business aspects to this month's quote of the month. The first aspect is the possible loss of money, and the second is reputation. In talking about losing money, we are not talking about the loss of money through stupidity, bad operating processes, bad management, a refusal to learn from experience or fraud. We are talking about the losses which come about by taking well-thought-out strategies which do not work out as intended or when extending credit. The reality of business is not everything we strive for will work out. At times, our efforts may cause a loss to the business. If we have done our homework properly, however, there is much to learn from these failures. It is these situations in which Warren Buffett's quote refers to and is so important for all business managers to understand. The issue with reputation, however, is the crux of all long-term business success. Your reputation is worth dollars in the bank. As we also well know, your reputation is so easy to lose and so hard to restore. The parties which most value your business's reputation are your financiers, suppliers, customers, the general public, and equally important, your employees. Each party in their own way will work with your business for mutual benefit when your business has a good reputation. When your business has a bad reputation, each of the aforementioned parties will only work with your business if they believe they can make money out of the relationship, irrespective of the benefit to your business. At the end of the day, a business with a poor reputation rarely survives over the long term or maximises profit potential. A business with a good reputation, however, is likely to survive over the long term, even when business circumstances are poor. In the good times, however, these same businesses more than likely will be able to maximise its profits. This month's quote from Warren Buffett contains two important aspects of business. The first is the possible loss of money, and the second is reputation. Losing money is never good. However, it can be tolerated to some degree if a business learns lesson is learnt. Reputation loss, however, is never excusable. Word of the month. Is the spelling driver's license, apostrophe S, driver's license, S apostrophe, driver's license, no apostrophe, or driver license? Sometimes it's almost impossible to work out what the correct place of an apostrophe should be, or even if it should be used. Before we answer the above question, let's first look at visitor's book. The visitor's book doesn't belong to a visitor, so there is no possessive apostrophe. In a similar way, a license is a document we acquire when we pass a driving test. If you visit Vic Roadside, you won't find an apostrophe in driver's license where it's used, but more often than not, you'll find driver license or license. However, if you scan the internet, you'll find driver's license, apostrophe S, driver's license with no apostrophe, driver license, driving license. In South Australia, the government site uses driver's license, apostrophe S. In New South Wales, the government site uses driver license. In Queensland, often license is used by itself and less often driver license. By not using an S at the end of driver, the Victorian, New South Wales and Queensland government sites avoid the issue with the apostrophe. In general, the spelling should be driver license without the S and apostrophe. Often we need to conform to the standards of others. Depending on the state you're in, you'll most likely need to check the state's governing body to see the preferred use or not of the apostrophe. Alternately, it may be possible to rewrite your sentence so no apostrophe is required. Latest news and issues by Trace Personnel. The value of team building. There have been a number of articles lately on the value of your business team. Building your team up will not only encourage collaboration, but will ensure you get the best out of your workforce. Through a series of team bonding exercises that are motivational and exciting, it can help build communication skills, problem-solving skills, and conflict resolution. Here are some reasons why it is important to build your team up to last. Networking and socialisation. Team building will encourage networking and socialisation skills. This ensures that team members are comfortable with each other and increases productivity and morale. Colleagues will more than likely be inclined to collaborate and support each other to solve workplace issues. Teamwork and team performance. Team building through bonding activities helps improve the quality of workplace projects. Through this, colleagues are able to understand the strengths and weaknesses of individual team members. In turn, this ultimately helps them work together more efficiently. Healthy competition. Building your team up to encourage healthy competition is also important. When done properly, the encouragement of healthy competition between team members helps to increase the morale and improves the quality of workplace work. We're here to help. Contact Trace Personnel on 02 9218 5466 for all your recruiting needs. This month's Business Inconvenient Truth. The supplier's credit manager or accounts receivable employees making contact is helping the customer protect their credit and payment reputation. When a supplier's credit manager or accounts receivable employee makes contact for outstanding invoices, the supplier is, in fact, helping the customer protect their business's credit and payment reputation. All businesses buying on credit may occasionally fall behind in their payments. Many of the reasons are inadvertent and without any intention to delay the payment of the supplier's invoices. When contact is made by the supplier's credit or accounts receivable employees, it is essential the customer has a policy of responding positively to these contacts. Protecting the image that customer is respectful of the supplier's payment requirements is extremely important. At no time in recent history has the need to protect your business's payment and credit reputation been more important. There are two reasons for protecting your business's reputation. First, there are no secrets anymore, and a poor payment history soon becomes known. Second, the indicators are that we are operating in a pre-recession period. The last thing you need is a poor credit and payment reputation when the recession is finally a fact of life. Ensuring your business responds positively to all supplier contacts is therefore one way you can protect your business's payment and credit reputation. Thank you for listening to this month's Credit Matters newsletter.